You know what the really cool thing about morning jazz is? Well, about this whole radio station, is the fact that our approach to the history of this music, the present tense of this music, and the future of this music is not born, is not raised, is not extenuated in a silo. It's a mix. It's a merging of terms and music styles. And many people go, oh, no. But some people are open to it. They're receptive. They're acceptive and expressive. And when it happens rightly, it ends up to be a project that you embrace and you adore and you simply love. It's called the Baylor Project. What is that? Well, I think Jean says it best when she says, you open this book and you put this on and you listen to it, and what you hear is a potpourri of soulful music inside of the jazz diaspora. Now, what does that mean? That means that what you might think is a tired old standard by the Gershwins, times two in this case, would just wear you out. I ask you, folks, thank you for getting up early and listen to the new world of Gershwin from the Baylor Project.
It's very clear, darling, our love is here to stay. Not for a year, but ever and a day. The radio, the telephone, movies that we know, they might be passing fancy. And in time we'll go, but oh my dear, oh darling, my love is here to stay. Together we're going a long, long way. In time the Rockies may crumble, Gibraltar may tumble, oh, they're only made of clay. Our love is here to stay. Da 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 here to stay.
Now, what did I tell you? I said, welcome to the brand new world of Gershwin. Our love is here to stay. And as you join us for another day here at WBGO, I ask you to join me from wherever you might be, where you've let us in, your bedroom, your car, your living room, your kitchen, whatever you got going here early on this morning, and say hello to the Baylor Project. Gene on the vocals. Hold your applause till the end now. Marcus Baylor on the drums. Honorary Baylors, including Desrin Douglas on the bass. Keith Loftus, you heard, on the tenor. He'll get out his soprano in just a few minutes. And on the piano, please welcome Terry Brewer. Ladies and gentlemen, that is the Baylor Project. And the journey has been a significant story as well. And for the two of you specifically, how did that journey start?
Wow.
An introduction of sorts?
With a really, really dumb idea, or so I thought.
Well, go ahead, Gene.
Marcus, he had an idea. We had done two independent projects prior to this one, not jazz at all. And but I always wanted to come back to jazz. I went to school for it, but went into R&B. And Marcus had worked in the capacity of producer on our other project. So he's like, you know, I just want to I want to do something different. I want to do something creative that features me on vocals, him on drums. And the only way we can really do that and do it in musical freedom is doing it inside of jazz. And I'm like, well, that doesn't even make any sense. What are you talking about? I was like, that's a dumb idea.
Well, I mean, you know, well, you got to understand, I mean, a lot of times my ideas flow after these long showers.
Yeah.
And so that's how it came to me. And then I realized while I was taking that shower, I thought about it. I said, man, it's time for me to not be no longer in the background of my wife. And And I said, it's time for me to step out in the forefront. It was more so one of those moments that it really brought our life and our story together as far as us both being preacher's kids out the church, both our parents are pastors. And so our upbringing really brought us to this point. Gene grew up singing in church, did stuff in high school with the madrigals and being
But the angel choir,
oh,
I think,
wow.
When you were like 2 years old, is that right?
Well, no, the age limit was 5 to 12, so you had to be 5 to get it.
Did you hear that, folks? 5 years old singing in the choir.
And her mom was the director and piano player for the choir.
Well, she was the piano player.
She was the piano player.
Sister Winchester was the director.
Oh, yeah.
She'd be like.
And for yourself, Marcus, your daddy, you were in the choir and you were on the drums.
Yes, I played the drums. Gene grew up in a Baptist church in which service probably was what, maybe like an hour 15?
No, 2 hours, 11
hours.
Or 1.
That's after, I grew up in a Pentecostal background where, you know, there is no time limit. So it was pretty much all day.
Yeah.
But it was really a great upbringing for me, being able to foster, you know, really nurture my craft and. Man, it was really just a great upbringing.
Well, yeah. And it's that soulfulness and that mm-hmm. sanctified DNA, man, yeah. it becomes part of you, that then when you approach a Gershwin classic, it allows you to, like, breathe. It lets it breathe. You know, a lot of people don't let these standards breathe like that.
I mean, you know, when you think about jazz music, of course, there are so many, you know, great composers like Gershwin that has contributed to the music through their compositions. But this music is born, it comes from the same place. R&B, gospel, jazz, hip-hop is all born inside of the African-American community. So when it comes to that spirit, the sanctified sound, because I grew up where there was no other music allowed in our household. And so when I came over, like, I got into jazz, like, around middle school. And like 7th, 8th grade. And so with that, when I started learning about the music, it was like, man, this feels like church.
Yeah.
And so I started understanding that, man, this actually all comes from the same place.
Yes, it does.
And so, man, it's all beautiful music.
Yeah, yeah. It certainly is. But but see, now you weren't robbed of anything, because I don't feel sorry for somebody who was probably forced to sit and listen to the Swan Silvertones singing, "Oh, Mary, don't you weep." That to me doesn't sound like penance. That sounds like a perfect life.
I'm telling you all, for this particular episode, you all going to have to call him Pastor Walker. And, you know, when y'all want to send in any proceeds or donate, you know, hey, call Pastor Walker.
See, now, they're talking about a journey that made so much sense and came together so well. What do you think happened? Nominated for not one, but two different Grammy Awards. And this Sunday is the big night. Yes. At Madison Square Garden, you know they're going to get the dirt and the tractors and the bulls and the rodeo people out of the way, and they're going to have one big celebration. About what? About music. And two times nominated for Jazz Vocal Record of the Year, and also nominated in the R&B category for an original tune, an original story entitled Laugh and Move On, which I got to tell you is much harder to do than to even sing, I'm sure. Our special guests this morning are Gene Baylor and husband, Marcus Baylor, and Terry Brewer on the piano, Desmond Douglas on the upright bass, Desmond's been here before, Keith Loftus on the tenor and soprano saxophone. It's the Baylor Project, and this Sunday, the big event at Madison Square Garden in New York City, and this family is part of it, because they've been nominated for two different awards, a Grammy nomination for Best Jazz Vocal Album and a traditional R&B performance for an original song, Laugh and Move On. But if you missed last hour, they were talking about how much of this sense memory revolves from the church and comes forth from the church, right?
Yes, absolutely.
That was just part of our musical foundation. For me, growing up in the Baptist church, in Northern Baptist, we sang hymns. I mean, every Sunday. They're singing a hymn. Comes next Sunday, you're going to be singing hymns.
Yes.
And I actually have the old hymn book at my house, and I still go through it from time to time. So that gave me a strong sense of melody and structure and songwriting.
And you're a Jersey girl, too.
I am a Jersey girl, yeah.
South Jersey, Morristown, right?
South Jersey, yes. Yep, that's where I grew up. And my father pastored Second Baptist Church there in the 70s and 80s. And so... it's just kind of part of your musical foundation, so you take it wherever you go.
Yeah. There's a phrase that I just discovered last night, and it was reading about you guys, and specifically, Gene, the spirit will not descend without song. Pretty powerful stuff. But it's true, isn't it? I mean, music frees us. You know, that in the... Spirit's like hanging up here. Is that the deal?
Come on,
somewhere.
Pastor Walker.
And it's
come
like
on,
up
Pastor
here.
Walker.
No, but you see so many people walking down the street.
Yes.
Right? And it's, I didn't know it was up here, because most of them look like they're stepping on their spirit.
Right.
Right?
Right.
But it's music that is powerful enough to bring that all into one smooth, fluid thing, right?
Music, I have to tell you a story if I have the time. It's not long, but music is such a powerful tool, and sometimes we forget because it's commoditized and monetized and all that. I have a good friend, and she plays viola, and she was quite good. And she told me a story one day. That when she was younger, she used to go into hospice facilities and just play for the people. She went into this one room, and an elderly lady had some type of, I think it was like, whatever her issue was, cancer or otherwise, it was in her bones. So it was extremely painful, and there wasn't any painkiller that really could relieve her of the pain. And so her body was so much in pain, it was contorted. And my friend sat down, her name's Tiffany, she sat down and started playing Amazing Grace on her viola, and she literally saw the woman's body go from a shriveled, contorted state to where her arms, her limbs, everything just relaxed while she's playing this song. And I said, that just really reinforced and gave me the, just reinforced the notion that music is so powerful, it transcends where morphine can't touch. You know what I mean? And that's, I mean, I honestly don't even understand it at that point. But it, her body just relaxed while she played Amazing Grace. And she just played it for a while. And just,
that's heavy.
That gave her relief that no drug could give her.
So, and that's a testament, too, that a hymn is so much more than just a tune with a number attached to it.
How about that?
Right?
About
Turn in that? Your books, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to sing now. But on the recording, the project, Great is Thy Faithness. Right? Thy faithfulness. How many weeks did you sing that growing up?
Oh, my goodness.
But on
so
the record, on the record, it features our good buddy, Bob Minzer.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Who's also another incarnation for you for many years as the drummer with the world touring and multi-Grammy winning Yellow Jackets.
Yes.
But this morning, Bob's sleeping in somewhere on this planet.
Yeah, he's definitely resting right now.
But
yeah,
that's okay, because you know who we got in the house.
That's right.
Keith Loftus.
Reverend Keith Loftus.
That's
he's
right.
also a preacher's kid.
Oh, is that right?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Yes.
Oh, well, let me get out of the way here. We're going to listen to the Baylor Project. Folks, we say good morning and thank you at this public radio station that swings the way we do because of you. Great is thy faithfulness.
Thy faithfulness, oh God my Father, there is no shadow of turning with thee. Thou changest not, thy compassion they fail not, and as thou hast been, thou forever will be. sun, moon, and stars in the courses above. Join with all nature, manifold witness to thy great faithfulness, mercy and love.
now. You know what I got my money on? I got my money that you're having the best time you have ever had in your life. Stuck in traffic, approaching your tunnel or bridge into the city. Just remember where you heard it. 88.3 FM, WBGO, and around the globe at WBGO.org. It was Keith Loftus on the soprano saxophone, Desrin Douglas on the upright bass, Terry Brewer on our Steinway, making it sound his way, which is all right. And out front, on vocals, Gene Vaylor. And I got to tell you, that drummer, he was checking you out during that song. That would be Marcus Baylor. And the journey is a wonderful one. And this Sunday, quite a special event. You can watch it on CBS television. It's the 2018 Grammy Awards. And these wonderful folks, for their collaboration, The Journey, have been nominated not for one, but for two Grammy Awards, one in the category for Best Jazz Vocal Album. And if you've been with us this morning, you can hear it, right? And then also Traditional R&B Performance for an Original Song. And we're going to talk to them a little bit later on about that song. It's called Laugh and Move On. Just the title is wonderful advice. But, you know, we opened up this morning with the fact that how good musicians approach this music is not in a silo. But you open it up and you bring in all kinds of different things. Mm-hmm. And you have approached a Herbie Hancock classic from 69, Fat Albert Rotunda, I think, is where it first showed up. Wow. Yeah. And it's called Tell Me a Bedtime Story.
Wow.
And you put your own lyric to it?
Yes. And actually, what's funny about that is when I first left the Yellow Jackets in 2010, I took some time off, and then maybe like some time later, Gene and I, we formed our first band, which was called Free Day. So it was Gene, myself, and there was a bass player named Louis Cato, who plays drums as well, like with Marcus Miller, Bobby McFerrin, but he plays all the instruments. But the keyboardist in the band was Big Yuki. And Yuki brought this tune in called Bedtime Story. And so actually, that was the first time I ever heard that tune. And so when I heard the tune, I said, man, this is a really happening tune. I said, hey, Gene, you should write an original lyric to it. And I didn't know that there were lyrics written already. And so that's how we started playing that tune. And then it morphed over time. And then once we started the Bella Project, we pulled that tune back out. And that's how it started.
Well, and she gets props because you just said, well, I suggested to her. She didn't call you dumb. She didn't call you stupid. She
no,
said,
she
okay,
didn't.
I'm going to write the lyric. I'm going to write the story.
I think I did complain a little bit.
She probably, yes, you complained a little bit?
Just a little bit.
Okay, just a little bit.
I was like, why do I have to write lyrics?
But you'd written lyrics before, right?
Yeah.
With your, now, you had a group that, in your own, Jeanne,
yes,
that made two records for the Motown record label.
Yeah.
And here I thought, I had this big heavy thing. I looked up Jeanne and it said, you know, coming from God and all this stuff. And she said,
I told you,
no,
you're the
man.
Pastor. You saw it in a pastor's point of view. That's what it was.
She says, no, it was Jeanne. It was two ladies that came together.
That's right.
Right?
That's right. To Jean Renee, you know, the French pronunciation of our name is Jean and hers is Renee. And she had the great idea to merge them. She says, do Jeanne. Okay. And put a Z and thought it would be great, you know.
Yeah.
Should we ever sign an autograph?
Did you write your own lyric?
Yeah.
And
these were all originals. I think we did one cover, I think. Yeah.
But they were all original tunes. But the funny thing about that is that Gene and Renee met in college at Temple. And although Gene did all these things in high school and madrigals and all that, we argue about this because we both are, I feel like I'm a Division I athlete. I just didn't play Division I sports. But she actually went to college at Temple University on a lacrosse. No, field hockey.
Mm-hmm. Lacrosse?
No, field hockey, scholarship. You was recruited for lacrosse.
Recruited for field hockey and then switched to lacrosse.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we have these arguments and she say, hey, I'm a Division I athlete. So she played lacrosse through college. That was her scholarship.
But see, now I've also heard in interviews that you got moves too. She's seen old classic videos. And she said you got a shake and bake move.
He's got all the information.
That you even, but he can do the shake and bake
sitting down. About the shake and bake.
He does the shake and bake sitting down. Bring that, LeBron. Bring that. Do a big man's basketball.
That's right. I'm just saying. I mean, man. I would love to help the cat. Maybe the Knicks can give me a call.
The Knicks should give you a call.
Don't do it.
What is it, Dez Ryan?
Don't.
Okay, Dez is Knicks and Giants fan.
Anybody from the Knicks organization is listening to this, I'm begging you, don't do it.
But if the Knicks are going to call, they should bring them out for the halftime show, and you're about to hear why. Taking a Herbie Hancock classic and putting Gene Baylor's lyric to it, the Baylor Project going to tell you a story.
You are my friend. Every single day is a memory found. Won't you take my hand? Come walk with me. I'll tell you a story. Those were sweeter days. Before you went away, even though I knew you'd always return, still my heart was afraid. Love still found me. So tell me a story. Thank you. summer ends. Here at last, the love and a fantasy bound. There we go again. Love always wins. Now I have sorrow.
Tell me a story. From The Journey, the Baylor Project, live this morning at WBGO. The big event this Sunday, the Grammys on CBS. It starts around 7:30. These folks have been nominated not once, but twice in the jazz vocal category for their new recording called The Journey. And it's on their own record label, too. And they've also been nominated in an R&B category for an original. And it's on their own record label that they founded called Be a Light. And like Amiri Baraka said in the Warren Beatty film Bullworth, you got to be a spirit, not a ghost.
That's right.
And that's what he said.
Yes.
And that's what Be a Light is all about.
Yes, that's what it's all about.
And it gives you the freedom to approach any style of music. Now, around the world... And you toured the world with the Yellow Jackets, mm-hmm. among all kinds of other great folks that you've had a chance to play with over the years.
Yeah.
What brought you to choose Mongo Santa Maria's Afro Blue for this recording?
Actually, it's a funny story because Gene actually chose that song. But okay, I'm going to let you talk, Gene. Amen. But the backdrop of that is that we were out of our house, I think, during that time. Was it during the fire? Or was that the flood? Okay, I think it was the flood.
Had a lot of
and so we were...
The fire.
Okay, one of the two. And so she came up with this arrangement, and she said, I want to do this song. I want to do Afro Blue. So talk about it, Gene.
Oh, well, I mean, it's not a big story or anything. I just wanted him to give me credit, you know what I mean?
Wow.
Husbands give your wives credit.
And so Gene had this arrangement idea, Afro Blue, And so we started planning on gigs, and it really morphed into, you know, morphed into something, and we decided to record it.
Yeah, and it's a real vehicle.
Yes.
For Gene's improvisation. Yes. I mean, if you're a fan of vocal improvisation,
yes.
And you should be, if it's good vocal improvisation, yes. And it's about to be, so yes. Stick around and listen to this.
And, you know, I'll say this about the tune. One thing, it has the roots of the Sanctified Church I grew up in,
yeah.
All the way tells the history of Africa to me. So it has so many different elements, community, all that is like inside of this song to me that really resonates to me personally.
Storytelling, and you are sitting at the original storyteller, aren't you? The drum.
Absolutely. Wow, yes. Yep.
Yeah.
Yes. And my teacher, Michael Carvin, actually taught me that. That was my, yes.
Is that right?
That's Michael.
So we're going to listen now to the Baylor Project. Tell another story, folks. And this is Mungo Santa Maria's Afro Blue from their multi-Grammy-nominated recording, The Journey. Thank you for going on it with us this morning.
Stroke on the drum, shades of delight, cocoa hue, rich as the night, Afro blue. Elegant boy, beautiful girl. Dancing for joy, dialectic world. Shades of delight, cocoa hue, rich as the night, Afro blue. Two young lovers are face to face. With undulated grace, they gently sway, then slip away to some secluded place. Yes. Rich as the night, Afro blue. Thank you. dream of a land, dream of a land, dream of a land. My soul is from.
The music of Mongo Santa Maria and the words of Oscar Brown Jr. interpreted by the Baylors this morning. The Baylor Project, The Journey. We want to thank Desmond Douglas for being part of our morning here today live at WBGO. And, of course, he's got his new record that's an integral part of what we do here at WBGO. And we also want to thank Terry Brewer at the piano for coming out and being with us this morning, and Keith Loftus on both tenor and soprano saxophone in that performance on Afro Blue, man. I'll tell you, it levitated. It really did. And it's been a while since I've levitated, as you can tell by looking at me. And the journey continues for the Baylors. Mm-hmm. You know, for those of you listening around, look first part of February at Blues Alley in the nation's capital. Mm-hmm. Should make Washington a bit more hipper than it's been in the last few months. Mm-hmm. And then back here in Jersey, what we used to call the Cape May Jazz Festival,
yes,
is now the Exit Zero Festival. And that's a good thing. When April showers come, everybody goes to the shore, and it's Exit Zero Jazz Festival. And then your hometown, St. Louis, going to,
yes,
be at the Bistro. Are you nervous about that?
Just a little bit. No, not really. Well, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I am.
I mean, in one respect, you could paper the house with all your family, couldn't you?
That is true. Yeah, absolutely.
Right.
And they need to pay for the tickets, too.
And just give them the sign, they know when to applaud.
And I'm the youngest of 9 children, so that's the whole family. I can, yeah,
I
got to sell it out.
I got to tell you guys, this has really been a really, really fun morning. It really has been a fun morning. Good luck to you on Sunday night.
Yes.
And thank you for making our jobs as announcers here at WBGO so much easier, because it is a lot easier to come in and play music as hip as this
and
share it with an audience.
Thank you so
and
much.
We so appreciate WBGO for jumping on the record and supporting us from the beginning before all of this. And we are so excited about Sunday, but not just excited about Sunday, but just being able to build upon the legacy of what's been created for history and years of time. And WBGO is a major part of that.
Thank you very
much.
Thank you all. And we'll jump on a good record.
Yes.
Sometimes we jump on a record promoter and go, what were you thinking, man?
Right.
What were you thinking with this?
Well, I got a vocal record coming out with just me singing.
Is that right?
And a shout out to Lydia Liebman, our publicist, who brought this together and said, you got to come over here to BGO. So here we are. We are here, and I've been listening to you all since college at the new school, and just thank you all. And, man, it's unbelievable.
Oh, I should be stooping by now. I should be stooping over.
And Pastor Gary, you're everything, man.
Getting old. We want to leave everybody with a message, and it's a message that comes from inside. It's a spiritual message, and it's also been nominated for the R&B Performance of the Year. It's a composition called Laugh and Move On. And I said this earlier this morning, that Laugh and Move On is much easier to sing than it is to practice. Because, I mean, it's an attitude, isn't it? Laugh and move on.
It is.
Sometimes, you know, when you're just about ready to cry, right?
Yeah.
Or pick up weaponry of some kind,
yes,
you know, you got to laugh and move on.
Yep.
Well, thank you for writing this story. And it's justice that it's been nominated, and it's also part of the recording too. Congratulations to you guys.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
The Baylors. Good luck to them on Sunday night, and look for them touring around the neighborhood. And they're going to leave us with their original song, nominated for traditional R&B performance, and a good lesson. This is Laugh and Move On.
Disappointment life will surely bring. There's no perfect person. Hurt is gonna come your way, but you can choose to love them in a perfect way. Keep
You've got to laugh, laugh and move on. Holding on to something bad, it won't make it no better.
Nominated for a Grammy Award this Sunday for traditional R&B performance for their original song, Laugh and Move On, The Baylor Project this morning. I hope you've enjoyed the journey. I'm Gary Walker, and my journey has been getting up at 3 o'clock in the morning for 35 years and coming down here to do morning jazz. And this morning, doing it along with Terry Brewer on piano, and Desmond Douglas on the bass, and Keith Loftus on tenor and soprano saxophone, and Gene and Marcus Baylor. And I got to tell you, some days you go home in a little better shape than when you came in. And this has been one of those days. Thank you, members, for supporting all we do together here at WBGO in Newark.